Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts is making a special effort this year to make sure that all the state's immigrants are counted in next year's federal census. The census is important to Massachusetts because the state is in danger of losing a seat in Congress due to national population shifts, and immigration has largely accounted for what little population growth Massachusetts has experienced in recent years. But not all immigrants want to be counted. In fact, some activists want a census boycott unless there's national immigration reform first. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on the consequences a boycott could have.
Jose Venancio stands in a Somerville parking lot waiting for someone to offer him work. He's surrounded by about 20 other Brazilian men, all in paint-splattered work clothes. Venancio is here illegally and has been for the last 17 years. That hasn't stopped him from filling out the census forms when they arrive in the mail.
Porque o censo é muito importante para a comunidade.
The census is very important for the community because it's how politicians know how many people there are and where to direct money for health and education.
And that, he says, is what makes it an important political tool and perhaps the only tool for someone who can't vote. So this year, he will boycott the census.
That way, politicians will be forced to support laws favoring immigrants. I agree with the boycott.
Eu sou a favor do boycott.
The boycott was dreamed up by a national group of Latino evangelical pastors. On a local level, it's been adopted by some influential voices in the Brazilian community.
Quero agradecer a sua participação, agradecer a participação do José Bravo, todos os ouvintes que participaram no programa com você.
Fausto da Rocha hosts a daily Portuguese language radio show on an AM station out of Chelsea. The show is eclectic. Da Rocha talks about politics in Brazil, politics in the United States, and in between he plays Christian music from Brazil. But for the past 3 weeks, his show has focused on the census more than anything else. During this show, dozens of people called in supporting the boycott.
Primeiro temos que ser legalizado para depois ser contado.
Da Rocha ends the show saying, "Remember, before they count us, they have to legalize us." Da Rocha is recruiting other radio show hosts and pastors to talk to other immigrant groups about the boycott. He has no doubt about his targets. Democrats who have promised to work on immigration reform.
They gave hope to us. But now what we try to tell them, you guys have to march to make the immigration reform. By March, if you don't make the immigration reform, we're going to boycott the census and we're going to take a power away from you.
This isn't an empty threat. The state is at risk of losing one of 10 congressional seats. Massachusetts isn't growing as much as other states, and the only growth is due to immigrants.
Our foreign-born population has been so critical to the growth of our population.
Richard Chacon is the director for the Massachusetts Office on Refugees and Immigrants.
If it weren't for our foreign-born population, there's a good chance that we would have seen a decline in our overall population in Massachusetts, and that's extremely important when it comes to issues like the size of our congressional delegation or some federal funding. So the idea that any groups of people not wanting to come out and be counted is a good reason to be concerned.
The boycott campaign has put Da Rocha on the outs with some immigrant groups, including his own. Da Rocha is the executive director of the Brazilian Immigrant Center, a nonprofit in Boston. The board doesn't support the boycott, so Da Rocha has taken a 60-day leave to work on the campaign. Meantime, the largest coalition of immigrant groups in the state is starting its own campaign next month to encourage all immigrants to participate in the census.
I mean, if we want to be out of the shadows, we want to be out of the shadows.
Frank Saltz is with MIRA, the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
It seems really contradictory to try to withhold your count when you're trying to get your voice heard. And it seems like you're hurting the people that actually are probably supporting you. The entire Massachusetts delegation is working for immigration reform. We're trying to get them to work harder for it.
Saltz is hoping Obama will take up immigration when and if he resolves the health care debate. Whether you're for or against reform, Saltz says the state needs a better picture of who's here and why. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.